looking at the route to the final here, they're going to come up against Germany in that quarter final. Ooh.
Yeah. Don't ask for a prediction now, because at the moment I'm feeling a little bit wary.
But, yeah, both Sunil Chetri and David James predicted a Spain win, correct?
Yes, we did.
You were wrong. I, on the other hand, predicted a 2-0 victory for Italy. yet again, I don't know how I do it. Yet again, I get it right. And I predicted that in normal time, not in extra time. I predicted that in normal time. We've talked a lot about underdogs in this tournament. Some that have disappointed, in particular Austria, for example, that have been very disappointing.
I think they were one of the favourites. You cannot call a little team an underdog. They would never start a tournament.
But their media before they arrived in France was suggesting that this was the worst Italian team in the last 50 years.
Yeah, but with 24 teams in the tournament and with so many other teams, you can't call Italy the underdog. You know, I mean, they weren't fancy to win. But as the game is progressing, they're looking more comfortable. They're looking more dangerous. And this was job well done. Exactly, this is a case of where coach wanting something and the players knowing exactly what he wants and doing exactly on the pitch.
Spain, was this just a bad day or is it the end of an era, Sunil Chetri?
You know, we talked the same thing the last time they were out from the World Cup. I don't think it's an end of an era because they have many youngsters coming up. But today was just Italy playing tremendously well and Spain not showing enough desire.
But in that, and I think this relates to the tweet, doesn't it? In that, we didn't see Spain's usual total domination of the possession of the football.
And they didn't know what to do when they were stopped playing.
So is it the end of that tiki-taka total possession domination?
I'm not sure whether they're going to change the style completely when the next time they come for a big tournament, because that's what has given them so much of success. And that's how they build the league there, and a lot of youngsters come with the same philosophy. But today, there was no Spain.
But the problem is this. The problem is, and we discussed it at halftime, David James, David De Gea.
Mm-hmm. You talk about...
You cannot have possession football. You can't have possession football if David De Gea is doing what he was
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. David De Gea has made some wonderful, wonderful saves today.
Yeah.
And it would be easy to say, if it wasn't for David De Gea, that could have been 3, 4, 5. We're talking about the confidence in the side. And when the side is remonstrating with the goalkeeper to pass it out the back, then you've unsettled the players.
But they're not.
Yeah, but this is the point. If you unsettle the whole player, the Italian team, they know what they're doing. We were talking, watching the game there, where Buffon's played it short, the ball was lost, it's gone out for a throw, and it's like, well, that wasn't good. The Italian side don't mind defending. That's what they do. In fact, yeah, they encourage it.
I mean, this was a defensive masterclass.
No, that's true, but they must have drained. It's not that De Gea passes every time beautifully, and today he's not passing. They know he can't. In training, they must be knowing what's De Gea capable of. How much can he pass? If they want to close him down, how much he can't pass? So they're not shocked today. Oh, wow, you know what? De Gea used to pass lovely all the games. But today he was booting all the balls. He just did what
which is, and my point is that you've removed a huge weapon from Spain's armoury.
That's why Italy did a great job. Because in the previous games, everyone sat off. So De Gea had open options to pass around. If Piqué was blocked, all right, Ramos is free, pass him. Everyone is free. But today, when no one is like free, then we knew that he can't pass in acute angles.
But what I would say is that David De Gea is very young goalkeeper in the world of goalkeepers. Gigi Buffon, 38 years old. He's got many, many years.
True.
He can work on that. He can become better. Mm-hmm. Very much better. And if he does that, then this Spain tiki-taka model can continue.
Right.